brain, for example, is so minute, Baldrick, that if a hungry cannibal cracked your head open, wouldn't be enough inside to cover a small water biscuit.
Tally-ho, pip-pip, and Bernard's your uncle.
In English, we say good morning.
Look what I got for you, sir.
What?
It's the latest issue of King and Country. Oh, damn inspiring stuff. The magazine that tells the Tommies the truth about the war.
Or, alternatively, the greatest work of fiction since Vows of Fidelity were included in the French marriage service.
Come, come, sir. Now, you can't deny that this fine newspaper is good for the morale of the men.
Certainly not. I just think that more could be achieved by giving them some real toilet paper.
What with you at all, sir? What could any patriotic chap have against this magnificent mag?
Apart from his bottom?
Yes.
Well, look at it. I mean, the stuff's about as convincing as Dr. Crippen's defense lawyer. The British Tommies are all portrayed as 6'6" with biceps the size of Bournemouth.
Thoroughly inspiring stuff. Now, look, sir, this also just arrived for you this morning.
Hmm. Do you know what this is, Lieutenant?
Oh, it's a good old service revolver.
Wrong. It's a brand new service revolver, which I've suspiciously been sent without asking for it. I smell something fishy. And I'm not talking about the contents of Baldrick's apple crumble.
That's funny, sir, but...